Hi, this is Stream of Consciousness with your soul sister Orola. This is day 11. I think it was 2015. I'd always loved to read and I'd always loved trainings. I'd always loved to learn. Then 2015, I think from my first training in NLP, even till now, my journey in learning on personal development and growth has been so much accelerated, and I've, you know, dove into so many courses and all that. And in one of those trainings, I remember, you know, defining myself as an ideas person. Things just pop into my head that would be like, oh, that would be nice if, you know, it can be put together and put out there for people to benefit from. So I believe myself to be somebody who comes up with ideas, or whom ideas pop into her head, because I don't really think we are the owners of the ideas. Right, so yeah, I get ideas aplenty, but my challenge has always been starting to implement and completing. So at a time I could have 3 things on the stove at the same time, 4 things, 5 things I'm running on at the same time. And sometimes I do finish, you know, the thing. And because it's not maybe an idea that is targeted at being commercial, or I wasn't contracted to do, I just tend to work on it, complete it, and leave it. So I could write an article about something. Like I did a series on marketing and sales one time. I did a short story about what was it now? I really can't recall. But I've got so I have a course on procrastination, which I actually did launch, but I didn't push as much as I should have. Anyway, long and short of my ramble this morning is, ideas are a dime a dozen. There's no big deal in ideas, really. And the reality is, ideas are like a pool. You know, when you have a radio antenna, and you can tune in to any station, all the stations are there. Whichever one you tune into is what you receive at your end. So if you tune off, you get in, tune off maybe rhythm, you can tune into classic. So when we get ideas, we've just tuned into a channel, and when we leave the ideas and not implement them, the idea is still there, and anybody else who tunes in will get the idea and do it. Which is why you find sometimes, oh, I had the idea to, you know, do a business like that, I had the idea to design a product like that, I had this idea to write a book like that. And you could even have people in different parts of the world coming out with the same product, and they don't know one another, they have no connection, or there's no logical explanation as to why they'll come up with almost the same thing. So the reality is, the ideas are always there, plenty. Ideas are cheap. That's what I'm trying to say. It is getting it done and delivered that is the key thing. So what I did, I think 2 days ago, yesterday morning, was I wrote down all my half work, and I said, Wura, you have to, as a gift to yourself most especially, finish these ones one after the other. Now there's no I don't want to say there's no pressure about timing, but that's another thing with me. I need to crunch the time so I get it done and over with and move on. You see, what happens is I stretch a project so far, I think I get bored, and then I leave it and move on to the next shiny thing. So I have a challenge with shiny object syndrome. Shiny object syndrome. So I have a target to finish as many of these as I can. Even that list has now grown, because some 2 or 3 new things came into my head and I added it. But I think what I'll do is I'll peg it at the first 5 and systematically work through them for the next 2 weeks, inshallah. And I'd love to be able to report back that I have completed and delivered it to the world. And perhaps you guys who are listening to me for some reason, and I appreciate it, listening to me ramble about myself, which seems a bit selfish, but I love that you are here listening. Thank you. So you'll probably have access to these things in a few weeks or more, inshallah. Yeah, so that's it. That's what's going on with me right now. How are you? Share with me what's going on in your life. Take care.